If you find current economic news depressing, think what your avatar may be going through. Maybe it's necessary to explain that. The online game Second Life recently shut down its banking system. Second Life is a fantasy game. Sorry to break the news to those who play it, but it is a fantasy in which people have alternative selves called avatars who hold jobs, fall in love, own homes, play sports, and run businesses. Real people who play the game put real money into it, so the closing of Second Life's banking system had some genuine economic consequences. Its banking system is now back in operation, but under heavy regulation. Robert Bloomfield, a professor of accounting at Cornell University, also hosts a virtual television show in Second Life. He joins us from Ithaca. Thanks so much for being with us, Professor.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Why and how do people put money into a fantasy game?
Well, I think it helps to think of your typical computer game as being kind of like going to Disney World. You go to Disney World, you pay your money to Disney. Disney makes all the rides. You go there, you want to go on Space Mountain. You're up for a little education. You go to the Hall of the Presidents. Everything you're seeing is something that has been made by the game developer, the person who made the company that made the attractions, in that case, Disney. Second Life has a very different model. It's more like they said, we're going to open up this land. And it can become an amusement park, but we, Linden Lab, the creators of Second Life, we are not going to create any content. Instead, look over there. There's a big pile of tools and parts, and you can make your own Space Mountain. And better than that, you know, you rent the land from us, and you can charge people to go on your ride. So that takes a lot of money. It takes programming skill, it takes architectural skill, it takes creativity, and it takes time. So you have a lot of people who, they are entrepreneurs, and they are trying to make real money by giving money to Linden Lab to rent the server space that land represents. They're paying programmers to help them. They're paying for software for their 3D modeling. And they would also like to go to banks, in many cases, to borrow money.
The banking system has been reopened in Second Life, right?
Well, I don't know that I would put it that way. Actually, my take on Linden Lab's action on the banking is that they crafted a very narrow policy that eliminated one particular type of financial service. Mm-hmm. You cannot now, in Second Life, offer to take someone's money in exchange for a promised fixed return interest in the future unless you're actually regulated by a real-life banking regulatory authority. Really, the big scandals in banking are between the banks themselves, not so much between the banks and the residents, throwing the small depositors into problems themselves. And I think that's why Linden ultimately stepped in.
Professor Bloomfield, how did you get involved in Second Life? What do you like about it?
About a year or so ago, I started talking with the Financial Accounting Standards Board about a proposal where we would see whether we could actually manipulate financial regulations and watch how the entire economy reacts. And so I began studying virtual worlds, came across Second Life, and given that it has a very active economy, it was a natural place for me to start studying. This weekend, I'm going to a conference, and we'll be talking with people from the Federal Reserve Bank who are interested in very similar ideas. Can we create a world, manipulate economic policy, and see, in fact, what happens when we raise and lower interest rates, for example.
So, for example, a proposal to raise or lower the interest rate, you give it a dry run in Second Life to see if it's successful.
Yeah, that's the basic idea. I would not recommend Second Life for this purpose. Second Life is in the news, and it's a totally, you know, amazing sort of path-breaking product, but I don't think it's the be-all and end-all of virtual worlds. I think we're going to see a number of them coming out over the next year or so, and they're much more likely to be useful for this type of research.
Cornell University's Robert Bloomfield, he is a Second Life TV host and First Life accounting professor there at Ithaca. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Scott.